Soul FM.
Crunch time.
With Reese and Del.
That it is. Now, a little Harambe.
Yeah, so obviously we all know about the craze. Absolute meme fest that was Harambe, the Cincinnati Zoo gorilla.
Yeah.
And some guy on eBay just found a Cheeto that looks quite like the gorilla. Like Harambe.
Wouldn't it decompose?
I don't know. I wish you can preserve it. It's kind of a thing.
Just put it in some jam.
Yeah. And he's put it on eBay. And it's going.
How's it going?
I don't know how it's going, but he's set the minimum bid at $100,000.
What?
I don't know how it's going to go, but thing is, though, it was such a craze, though.
That maybe there might be a retard out there. I'm going to buy that just to be cool.
It's that whole meme thing, you know, the new age.
The new age of Harambe.
But I mean, yeah, so if you got a bit of spare cash and you felt personally touched by the death of Harambe, maybe just
Cheeto's
chuck
on.
A cheeky bid.
Yeah. Hashtag dicks out for Harambe.
Yeah, hashtag.
Name that animal.
So that means that we've got a bucket here.
Yep.
And it's not any bucket.
No.
It's a green bucket of greatness. And it has written on it, animal bucket.
Very appropriate.
Yeah. And a self-drawn picture of a cat. I don't know what self-drawn means.
It's not bad drawing, though.
It means I drew it, right?
You could just say, I drew it.
I drew it. But so what we're going to do is we're going to paper, scissors, rock who starts first. And then we pull out a little piece of paper out of an animal bucket.
Yep.
And whatever's on there, we have to try and make that sound.
Ugh.
Yeah.
See how we go, eh?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm well ready.
You did win last time.
I did. So I lubed my cords this morning.
Did you?
Ready?
Okay, ready, let's go.
Paper, scissors, rock. Yeah. So you're up first.
All right.
Come on, Shih Tzu. Okay, off you go, Reese.
Just a heads up. They got little brackets. They help me with the noise. What noise I need to make for it? Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. Jesus.
I won't help you.
Can I help? That's the noise I made.
A scream.
That it was what I did, but is apparently this animal does that scream, according to the person that wrote it.
Okay. A lemur.
No.
I get three guesses.
You do.
So that
two
was
more.
One burnt.
Yeah.
Okay, go again.
You want me to go
I
again?
I want it again.
Thanks for that.
Ah!
I swear I just broke the frequencies.
What? Oh, I'm
I can't
so
go
lost
high
it.
Enough.
Okay, I wish I could ask questions here.
Maybe.
Oh. A rat?
No. They're not hearing it again. You know full and well.
A scream. It sounds really familiar.
Does it?
A raccoon?
No.
Oh, come on then. What was it?
It's a red fox.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
The colour and everything. So,
sorry.
Yeah, let's get the colour right as well.
Okay, so I've just pulled a animal out of the animal bucket.
Yeah.
And Reese has to guess what it is.
Let's go. A horse?
No. Let's guess one. You got two more.
All right. I feel like I should know.
I don't even know if that's the noise it makes. Oh, this is like...
Just a hit at the end there. Or bang.
I've got to look this up afterwards and actually
I'm gonna
get
say
it.
It's quite a random animal. Is that part of it? Let's go llama.
No.
No, not llama.
No. I wish we could give clues because a lot of clues.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of clues I could give right now.
One more time. See the impression one more time. Pretty please. I don't understand what the banking is at the end.
It's my thing. It's your
tail?
It's my tail.
Your tail. The tail.
What whacks with its tail?
I'll go for an otter.
Oh, nah.
Oh, what is it?
A beaver.
Oh, so close.
So close. God.
I swear it's close.
Do you think that's how a beaver sounds?
Yeah. What?
I don't know about sound? My little weird, like, whinging.
Oh,
like,
it was so close. I should have got the beaver one. Oh, well.
I was just going to say shaven.
Oh,
that
right.
That would have been my clue.
Yeah.
Not personally, maybe.
No. But, so I guess we both lose that one.
Moving on. Yeah, we both lost, but I mean, yeah. That's what happens when you don't know what animals are or sound like.
It's not like it's generic, you know, dog or cat. It's crazy.
If only you were a beaver enthusiast.
I don't know.
Or is he?
Study it.
We'll ask his missus later.
Soul FM.
Yeah, but Reese has got a yarn for you.
Yeah, so I guess they do things a bit differently in Peru. Maybe
do they?
A bit more brash. Basically, though, there's been some flooding and heaps of natural disasters, and a reporter went there to see if see how businesses are being affected.
Oh yeah.
They interview a particular lady,
a pig
farmer, and instead of just telling them, you know, what's happened and, you know, how's it been affected, she just decides she would just breastfeed her pig live on air. And she does it so casual as well, like she just lifts her shirt up. And like she's holding this little piglet, and you see the cameraman is like freaking out. He just quickly like shifts to the right. But I mean, what?
So wait, what did she ask her?
I think just how the flooding has been affecting her business, which is pig farming, and she didn't say.
Is it in Peruvian?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So maybe she was like, oh, I can't feed them anymore. But now, I don't know.
Maybe she was just like, so can you show me how to breastfeed a piglet?
You're going to report to ask that?
Yeah, just straight up. And then the woman's like, yeah, well, all right. I mean, I'm lactating.
I think the cameraman was too keen. It was pretty shocking. But I mean, if you know, lost for words.
If you want to look at that, we'll chuck that on our Facebook page.
If you want to look at it.
And we know you do, because everybody likes seeing one species being fed by a different species.
I swear every segment we have goes sexual. I mean, this one is kind of already...
You laid it out there, Reece. You wanted to talk about...
Should rename the show.
Nipples being sucked.
Crunch time with Reece and Del.
And something that's a bit stupid, really.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, real stupid.
So,
is a dude that like went down for the drug deal. And it totally backfired.
In New Zealand as well. So he's a Kiwi man.
We've got a lot of idiots out there.
Yeah, apparently. And so he thought he was buying 2.5 kilos of methamphetamine? Turned out to be rock salt.
What?
And he was so, so angry with the deal that he went to the police. He went to the police. I wonder how you would like say it, when you go to the front desk. Guys, I've been robbed.
That's honestly idiotic, eh? Like, go to the cops? What do you think they're going to do?
Drug deal gone bad.
Get in the cells now, thank you. Put your hands behind your back.
Like, here's the keys, just you know the way. Like, it's horrible. And apparently he swapped the deal was for his car.
But worked out, that comes to about like 50 grand.
I doubt his car was worth 50 grand. He's that dumb to go to the police.
Or more. Like, I mean, I'm not a meth addict yet. But 50 to 70 grand.
So he must have thought.
Worth of deals. And he's probably trading in his Honda.
Yeah. This is too good to be true. It must be dodgy.
Just like Honda Prelude, eh? Oh, yeah. It's been giving me a bit of grief. Yeah, I'd love 2.5 kgs of crack. Thanks.
Rock salt.
On to the next one. You idiot.
New Zealand, man. We're Milton, eh?
Weird. I mean, I understand that you'd feel so gutted that you've been, like, deceived so badly that you'd want somebody to rectify it. But the police?
Going to prison isn't the way to solve it.
Do you not have, like, a creepy cousin with, like, extremely large shoulder muscles that is down to help you out?
Yeah.
Or did you do him over for crack?
Probably, yeah.
He's just so down on your luck that you've just killed everyone's like trust in you through crack addiction.
He doesn't have a car anymore. He can't go anywhere.
Yeah, but if you want to help for your crack addiction, no.
Well, we have found a pretty useful website for estimates. If you're unsure.
Yeah, found a good website on the price of meth. www.crystalmethprices.co. There's even one that's an org.org, the old meth organization. Come on, Google. Whose side are you on?
Yeah. So, yeah, New Zealand's very own Walter White.
Soul FM.
And if you have a lovely woman or somebody you're trying to impress.
Do you, Del?
Yeah. Got loads of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fan base.
Yeah. I'm a I'm the puller of the ladies. They come flocking to me, Reese.
Yeah, do they?
You could learn a thing or two from
probably.
Me. But anyway, V-Day just around the corner.
Yeah, Tuesday. So 14th.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember.
I do.
And there are a whole bunch of fails.
Yeah.
Or, you know, things that you might think at the time were, you know, a funny little joke. But think again. Women are crazy and they will cut you.
Yes. Definitely.
Trust me.
Yeah.
But let's just go through a few.
Yep. Let's go.
Go to the pet store, and if they've got hermit crabs for sale, you can give her crabs for Valentine's Day.
That'll work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at least she's already got them. Arranging funeral for her.
Wow, it's thoughtful.
It is.
It's thoughtful.
Prepay out a funeral.
Get like a nice varnish for like, the coffin, and you know.
Yeah, very nice casket.
I think it's very thoughtful.
Yeah, I thought so.
Especially if she's older. If you maybe with a MILF.
Oh, yeah.
It's a, you know.
Yeah, that'll get you whipped.
Yeah.
Anti-nagging spray.
Oh, I love that one. I love that one so much. Because it would work. It would so work. You could just imagine, like, it's just in your ear the entire time. And then just shh.
I don't know if it would. It'd probably get you in a world of pain.
It could do. But it would shut them up just for a few
seconds.
It would
stop that issue of what they were talking about. Yeah. It would instantly move on to a different one.
Yeah. I just love it. Love it.
Fundies.
Fundies?
Fundies is undies for two.
No. I even thought
so you
that
just
would
both
be
jump in the same pair of undies. Fundies.
Oh my god, that's shocking.
A douche.
For some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old ass douche. Bladder control pads.
Again, if she's older.
Yeah, what if she isn't? And then I heard you say a couple.
Oh, what was the one we saw? Oh yeah, so you could be, you know, real practical as well as thoughtful. Go for something household, like, you know, dishwashing liquid or vacuum. Vacuums are actually, like, I think it's a good present. You know, ours broke recently. I would have loved a vacuum. So, I mean.
So if she gets you one, you won't be mad?
As long as she knows she bought it for herself. It's like, oh, that's a nice present you got for yourself.
How about you go try it out now, love?
Tell me how it feels.
And then there's the diamond ring prank. So it comes in a little box that looks like you're going to propose.
Yeah.
But you open it.
Awful.
And it's
that will get you stabbed.
Key ring.
That will get you stabbed quick. Oh, man.
That's pretty nasty. Yeah. But any one of those, I mean, they're called fails. But if you've got a lovely lady with a great sense of humor, give it a try.
I think it's a good way to, like, suss out if you know if you've got the right girl or not.
Yeah, and please tell us how that goes.
Yeah.
Be super interested to hear how that goes out for you.
Crunch time with Reese and Del.
So I've just been kicked out of my house.
Yeah, you told me about
that. Yeah, so I've just been kicked out.
Quite serious.
By my crazy ex. But, okay, so my neighbours own these two cats. Mm-hmm. And they used to belong to Munter out of Outrageous Fortune.
Oh, right.
And he moved to America to do, you know, his own biz. And he's got a gig now doing lots of crazy stuff. He's
right.
A crazy gay. But so now the neighbours have the cats. And I've been in this place for 5 years, and the cats always come around.
Yeah.
They come in through my kitchen window.
Yeah.
And they love me. Every day I'll come home, they'll be like waiting for me, and then they'll see me and they'll come running in.
Yeah.
Okay, so he gave the cats to the neighbors, but the cats obviously like me more.
Sure.
Yeah. So do you think it's bad if I take the cats with me?
How many cats are there?
Two.
Maybe take one.
Split them up. They're brothers.
Is it like from like the Bible? You know, just split them up. Half the baby, half the cats.
They're two brothers. They're like Burmese.
So they have
and
to go together.
Beautiful.
Okay, and so they have
they're
to go
like
together.
A 10 years old. So they're not like, you know.
Would the neighbors notice?
They're away a lot.
So maybe they won't notice.
But they don't drink, so they've probably got good memories.
Didn't we have a couple cats around here?
I'm sure we're missing the cat. But would that be called like cat burglary?
It'd be called stealing.
It'd be called you're going to jail in court, you crazy woman.
If they didn't notice, you might get away with it.
But that would be a thing, right? Would that you'd go to court for that, wouldn't
you? Yeah, I'd say so. If they complained, they would have to file a charge, you know?
But if they came into my house
and
then I took them, I didn't go to their house to steal them. They've come to me. What if they happened to just come in my car?
Yeah, accidentally hop in the car. And then I drive away. Then, I mean, it's just, and like, if it's quite far as well, you know, just the practicality of it, you have to stay where you are. So,
yeah.
Take the cats with you, mate.
Thank you. So, the next time you hear from me, I'll be in jail.
With your one phone call you get to the station.
Hi, Soul FM. At least I've got my cats.
Soul FM.